Movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Let's talk movies with our man Shane A. Bassett. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at @movie_analyst on Twitter. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Clinton.
Well, just a little bit of movie news firstly. Robert De Niro is celebrating his 80th birthday. He can't be 80.
I know, right? Yeah, iconic legend of Hollywood, obviously royalty, and he's been nominated numerous times, has won numerous Oscars as well. But yeah, turning 80, and he's not letting up. He's got movies in the pipeline, and he just keeps on rolling out with 3 or 4 movies a year. I mean, some are good, some not that good, but over a career that spans 40-plus years, almost 50 years, actually, he's been acting now. I think he, you know, we can give him a bit of slack, but he's one of my favourites, and I just wanted to acknowledge his birthday at 80.
Here's a challenge for you. I want you to nominate your favourite, but I want you to go a bit harder than that. I want you to nominate the worst one, because you said there's some not so good.
Okay, so favourite is really too hard to narrow down, because you've got movies like Taxi Driver early in his career, then Analyze This and Analyze That with Billy Crystal were very funny because he's good at comedy and everyone seems to like Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents. But The Untouchables for me is one of my favourites. And it's funny because it's only really a cameo. He plays Al Capone, opposite Sean Connery and Kevin Costner. That movie is brilliant. And that's one of my favourite performances from Robert De Niro. But there's many. But when it comes to the worst, I can be harsh.
Come on.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. He was in the TV version of Rocky and Bullwinkle, and it's horrendous.
Horrendous.
I'm not a fan of the cartoon, but that is one that you really probably want to avoid.
Just before we review this week's movies, Jerry Seinfeld has a new movie coming out. What, as a director, is he?
Yes. Now, he's been off the scene for a while.
Yeah.
Except for his comedy series, Comedians in Cars. He has been way off the scene. And the amount of money that all the actors made for each Seinfeld episode, they're probably, you know, they're set up for life.
They don't need to work.
Yeah, they're royalties forever.
Although Elaine, Julia Louis, she works a lot.
Oh, she does. And not just in TV, but movies as well. Yeah, that's right. But, yes, we have Jerry Seinfeld is directing a film. The thing is, it is called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story.
What?
Which is all about Kellogg's inventing the Pop-Tart. This is the movie that Jerry Seinfeld is writing and directing. It's coming soon. It's in production as we speak, although because of the SAG strike, it probably is on hold at the moment. But he has actors like Hugh Grant and Christian Slater. Also, Melissa McCarthy's in it. It's going to be probably a very funny movie, I assume. But, Jerry Seinfeld is making a movie about the Pop-Tart, which is a breakfast cereal from Kellogg's.
Well, look, I don't mind Pop-Tart parts. Pop-Tarts are good. Talking about odd movies, there's a movie about BlackBerry? The BlackBerry, the precursor to the iPhone?
Yes, this goes well with the Pop-Tart story coming soon, because BlackBerry, which has just been released in cinemas this week. Now, I'm going to try and be nice about it, but I've got to say it is a pretty average film, to below average.
It's a movie about a phone. It's a movie about a phone with a keyboard on it.
The BlackBerry was invented. It's before mobile phones were a thing, and the BlackBerry was very popular. It was conceived by a couple of guys in Silicon Valley, and they become very rich and very famous very fast. Everyone wanted a BlackBerry. But it shows us the rise and then the fall of the BlackBerry and these guys, their businesses, which Apple took over, obviously, when the iPhone kicked in. Just the movie is about the BlackBerry. And if you still have a BlackBerry out there and it's just laying around the house, it could be worth a little bit. So maybe fish it out. But the movie is a glorified television movie. There's no reason to go and see it at the cinema. I was bored. Some of the acting is actually enthusiastic, but it absolutely is an empty film. Goes nowhere, and I couldn't wait for it to finish.
Well, I did like that the movie's about Steve Jobs and Apple, so I guess it's sort of, you know, about the iPhone. They were good, and The Social Network about Facebook was good.
Social Network was a terrific movie. Air was, which was about the Air Jordan shoe recently. That was actually a very good film. Tetris, which was a movie about the game Tetris. All great films. And the movie's about things. That's a trend lately, actually. Inventions or things. There's movies about. But unfortunately, in my opinion, BlackBerry, avoid it. It is not a good film. And if I was rating it, I think you're going to ask me.
Yep.
Well, I would rate it. I'd give it a just give it a 2 out of 5.
Any two just. Stars. Goodness me. Okay. Our next one is showing on Netflix, Heart of Stone.
Heart of Stone is now quite partial to a good spy movie. And this is another spy adventure, but it could be just run-of-the-mill. It is not, only because of its star, Gal Gadot. Now, she loves a bit of action, especially playing Wonder Woman, so she knows what she's doing. And there's actually a movie called Keeping Up with the Joneses I recommend that she's in with John Hamm. That's quite good. But Heart of Stone, if she was going to, at any time, become a female James Bond, this would be a good audition. She's terrific in this role. She plays part of an organisation that gets hacked. It's a peacekeeping organisation. She's an agent that gets hacked, and she has to try and find this missing weapon. And it's all about her and her colleagues chasing after the people with the weapon. So a bit of spy action, and a lot of it's in the snow in Heart of Stone, and I love decent action that is filmed in snow.
Okay. What do you rate Heart of Stone?
A lot better than BlackBerry. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay, 3.5. And on Disney Plus, Jagged Mind.
Yeah, this one is a surprise, Clinton. If you have Disney Plus and you like a good mystery, I recommend it. It's also got some time travel in it. It is about a young couple, not long going out, they've just met and everything's going fine between the two of them. However, one of them in particular starts reliving the same thing and starts seeing the same thing day after day, but with a slight difference. Can't work out why. And then she ends up finding out she's in a time loop. These blackouts are time loops, and it becomes life-threatening because it escalates. And it's all because of this new girlfriend. Excellent movie. I really enjoyed it. A little slow to start, but highly recommended if you get a chance to watch it on Disney Plus, Jagged Mind.
And what would you rate Jagged Mind?
4 out of 5.
Four
really
out of five.
It.
Four
movie
stars.
Of the week.
Okay, well, we'll just make sure we avoid BlackBerry, hey?
Well, some people might like it because there's a lot of tech talk, and it's a trip down memory lane of that era, a bit of music in it too from the soundtrack from that era, but I just found it absolutely going nowhere throughout.
Won't be seeing that one. Good on you, Shane. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Clinton.
Shane A. Bassett with our movies.